This is Bryce Sensabaugh, and you're listening to Jazz Game Rewind.
The Jazz one-day road trip to the Mile High City didn't quite go as planned. The defending champ Denver Nuggets led by as much as 39 and took care of a Jazz squad still without Lauri Markkanen and Taylor Hendricks, winning in a 142-121 rout. Jazz Nation, I'm Will Trubshaw, and this is a Jazz Game Rewind. I mean, they are the reigning NBA champs for a reason. Even with the helping hands of Keontae George and Walker Kessler returning to the lineup, the Nuggets are hard to beat when Jamal Murray drops 37 points, Nikola Jokic 26, and Denver as a team hits 19 threes on nearly 60% shooting from behind the arc. But Keontae and fellow rookie Bryce Sensabaugh did just enough to make you forget about that for a little while, putting together strong efforts. Keontae had a team-high 29 points in his return from illness, and Bryce, in his second straight start, rang up 16 points.
Swings to the corner to Sensabaugh, blows by Murray in retribution. His floater's up and in. Keontae looking for a foul, fires off the three, hit it! Sensabaugh drives to the rack, he's fouled, he finishes, he'll buy one, he'll get one. John Collins has it, Jazz on the run. Keontae, rise, fire, pow!
And how about John Collins, a steadying force in that tumultuous first half, collecting 19 points and 7 boards in his 32 minutes of action.
John Collins to the basket with a double-clutching dunk, brings the Jazz to within 32. Jazz the other way, 42 seconds left. John Collins attacking Jokic, layup good.
Finds a slicing John Collins, double-clutch dunk, boom, boom, pow!
Now, as I mentioned, the Nuggets ran that lead up to 39 in the first half, and by halftime led 78-44, a 34-point advantage. But the Jazz weren't about to just lie down. Your Jazzmen scored 44 points in the third quarter and had the deficit down to just 14, conjuring memories of their NBA record 36-point comeback against the Nuggets in 1996. Here's what it sounded like with David Locke and Ron Boone on Jazz Radio as the Jazz completed an 18-1 run and clawed their way back to life.
Here come the Jazz. Down 95-72, 11-1 run by the Jazz. Driving, Keontae skips it out to Sensabaugh. Holding, driving on Brown with a left hand, uses his body, creates space. Jumper good, that's what he did at Ohio State, going left. That was his move. With 4:51 left, the Jazz were down 19. They're down 21 now. We're right on pace as Reggie Jackson misses a layup. Rebound Keontae, and he's fouled on the way up the front court.
And we'll shoot free throws there as well because they picked up some very early fouls.
It was about
in the
right,
quarter.
It was about right now that Brian Russell hits a layup and then makes another layup, assisted both by Jeff Hornacek, and they cut the game down to 15. Can the Jazz do the same tonight? Jazz have scored on 7 straight possessions. They're on a 15-1 run. It's a 19-point game. Jokic tries to get into the left block on John Collins and does with a right-hand dribble. Bounces to Jackson, who's struggling from 3, misses. Tip, rebound, no, John Collins has it. Jazz on the run. Keontae, rise, fire, pow! 95-79, Jazz have it to 16. It's exactly where it was when Brian Russell scored at the same time in 1996. Left wing Jackson, top to Holiday, in the post Jokic. Right hand hook is good. There's a problem with this. They had Antonio McDyess as their best player, and now they have Nikola Jokic as their best player. That's going to make this far more difficult. And we had Karl Malone. Keontae looking for a foul, fires off the three, hit it! Off balance, falling to his left, and Keontae cuts it to 97-82. 2:25 to play. At this point, the Jazz were down 14 in that game. They're down 15 here. Jackson makes it back. Watson bounces off the back of his teammate. Up top to Holiday. Knocked to the ground by an overzealous Colin Sexton and a foul.
Yeah, I think Colin Sexton had that. He had picked that off. But the fact that Jackson wanted to change direction because Sensabaugh had cut him off ends up running up his backside.
With 2:10 left in 1996, it was 78-64.
Here the Jazz are down 97-82, so we're right on pace. And Brooks Thompson would make two free throws to take the Nuggets back up to 16 before the Jazz would score again. Murray short for the shot. Shamanich rebounds. Keontae to the front court. He's got 16 in the quarter. His career high 17 in the quarter. Keontae to the top. 1:55 to play. Sensabaugh, the rookie out of Ohio State. Acquired up the Royce O'Neal trade. Makes a bad pass. Jokic steals it. Jokic goes behind his back. Overthrows Caldwell Pope. Runs it down to the corner. Corner three. Good. Big play. 100-82. Jazz down 18. Jazz were able to cut it to 13 by the end of the third quarter in 1996. What can they do here in the final 1:24? Sexton in traffic, driving, reaches in, out to Shamanich. Left side three, no good. Boy, if he thinks about it, it's just not close. The one time he didn't think the other night, he's got it and went, he made it. 100-82, Jazz down 18. Jokic back cut off the left leg of Watson out of bounds. 105 left. The mailman scored on a 7-foot hook shot in 1996 at this point to cut it to 10. The Jazz suddenly are off pace. But Antonio McDyess led a flurry by the Nuggets, thinking they had stalled off the run. Here's Keontae, left wing, free throw line extended, crosses over, top to Sensabaugh. Sensabaugh, hard drive, lost the dribble. Another turnover by Bryce. Watson, open floor athlete. Oh, he goosed the layup! Jazz the other way, 42 seconds left. John Collins attacking Jokic, layup good. Jazz have cut it to 16 with 38 seconds left. Jokic front court to Murray. Remember, the Nuggets have the non-Jokic minutes coming. Overthrow pass to Jokic, turnover. Sensabaugh has it, 28 seconds left in the quarter. Throw ahead to Shamanich, kick to the corner to Keontae. Keontae has 16 in the quarter. Keontae holding left pivot foot, trying to create space. Pinned there, gets it rid of it. Looks to the official, why didn't you help me? 8 seconds on the clock. Sexton at the top, guarded by Murray. Sexton, in and out left-hand dribble. 2 on the clock, 1 on the clock. Drives, gets to the rack and lays it up and in. 100, long outlet, Jokic to the other way. How'd he get away? 4 seconds left and he dumps it. Outlet pass, Sexton. Sexton driving, 1 second left, floater, good! So the Jazz have cut it to 14. 102-88. In 1996, it was 13. Tonight, it's 14. We're right on pace for history.
14 was as close as the Jazz would get, the Nuggets turning it back on in the fourth to regain their comfortable 21-point cushion on their way to victory. That's 2 losses in a row now for the Jazz, who fall to 2-8 in their last 10 games. Your Jazz men have a couple well-earned days off before returning home Tuesday to host Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, and the NBA-leading Boston Celtics. Tickets are still available for the game. Get them while you still can at utahjazz.com. That'll do it for this edition of Jazz Game Rewind. For everyone at Jazz Radio, I'm Will Trubshaw saying so long and see you next time.